Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Bear with Leif. Today I am joined by Courtney McGinnis.
Oh my God, the Courtney McGinnis?
The Courtney McGinnis.
What a babe.
I know. Cleared her
How
schedule and everything for this.
you
Oh man.
doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
This is
Thank you.
a very fancy recording studio we're in right now. I feel very honored
Listen,
to be here.
we go top notch. All right, guys, enjoy the episode. Bye.
Bye.
Courtney,
Yes.
who are you?
Oh my God. Wait, just like in general or so just okay, I'm a
However you want to interpret
Oh
that. I've never
God.
actually asked this question before, but as I
Right?
was saying earlier, at this point, this is the extension of my perpetual existential crisis.
Absolutely.
So, who are you?
Okay, I'm a comedian, I'm a stand-up. Very, very funny. Very good stand-up, like too good. A lot of people say too good, and they say get out of here, and I say come on, let me do stand-up. And also, I'm an actress? Question mark.
I just saw the video you posted.
Woo! I hope you weren't too distracted by my big ass tits on that was unbelievable. I
It
got to.
was hilarious.
It's a good concept for a sketch. It's very funny,
Yes.
but my great aunt, she is very adorable. She's a very sweet lady, very Christian lady. I grew up next door to her my whole life, and she is on Facebook now, and she is very proud of me, and that's very sweet. But she shares all those kind of the all the like the slutty thing. Like I do the first comes love, and so there's just pictures of me getting humped on stage in front of like hundreds of people, and she's like sharing it to all her little Christian friends. I feel terrible.
So good. Oh my God.
Yeah, so I like post things, and I'm like, oh yeah, Barb's gonna repost this, and I feel guilty because
Yeah.
I'm such a dirty, hilarious whore.
There's gotta be a thing on Facebook where you can like put all your family in a special group, right?
Yeah, for sure, but
I need
like
to figure that
Will you
out.
figure that out and then let me know? Because I'm very bad at all that. I'm very bad at Facebook. I'm very bad at Twitter. I just like do it because for comedy. I
Yeah.
like wasn't active on anything until I started doing comedy. But then you gotta
Yep.
put yourself out there. You gotta be
Yeah, and I'm
silly.
still terrible at it. My
It's bad.
Twitter, I'll do it for like 3 weeks and then just stop for a month.
Yeah,
It's
you then you like
terrible.
forget, right?
Yeah, I just don't care about it, but
Yeah.
I have to, which is a
You
bummer.
gotta be funny, man. 247, you gotta be straight funny.
Oh man, there's gonna be so much post-production on this one.
Just edit that out for God's
Oh, we're
sake,
just gonna
please.
edit all
Just
just
edit this out.
okay. So edit out the
This
first
should be a
three and a
video.
half minutes.
It should be a video podcast. People get distracted by my beauty. They don't listen to what I say. Oh my God, this is fun. Yeah. What?
Do you still first comes
Well,
love.
first comes love. Yes.
Is that a monthly show?
No. It's like a every once in a while show.
Okay.
Kyle Ayers does it. He's so unbelievably funny. The show is so ridiculously fun. It's like such an honor to be a part of. So we just had one right before the election. It was called This Election Blows, and it was all like porn parodies of, yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, it's like basically scripted porn parodies, and we act them out on stage, and
So funny.
it's so funny and it's so
Yeah.
silly.
I missed the first one they did like 2 years ago, and
Yeah, I think it was 2 years.
I genuinely didn't know that they were still doing them.
Yeah, it's really the best ever. It's been
Oh,
some of the most
that's
fun of my
such
life.
a funny idea.
Oh,
It's
it's
amazing.
ridiculous. We had Ron Jeremy last year come out. I did a scene with Ron Jeremy. It was a
What?
weird, crazy experience.
He just that's
Yeah.
so
And so,
fascinating on
yeah.
so many
It
levels.
was
Oh my
really funny
God.
to ha like have he played Bill Cosby. Very controversial scene. It was really fun. If anyone hasn't seen that show, man, you got to check it out. And we have some of the episodes recorded on Howl. It's a rival podcast network. I'm not sure if you want me to plug them, but
oh hell no,
hell no. I'm sorry. Edit that out. Edit
how?
That out
I don't even know
sure.
who runs that.
Some...
They're dead to me.
I'm sure they're nice people, but fuck them. I swear to God, if they ever use my voice again.
Technically, if I beat them, I just absorb the whole network, right? Ooh, is that how that works?
I think so. All I'm right. pretty sure that's how it works. Okay. I've arm wrestled my way into a lot of stuff, so.
All right, fair. Who am I?
Oh, I don't know.
That's where this all comes
from. Who are you?
To.
Wait, Leia, come on. You talk to me. What do you? What's going on? You having a perpetual existential?
I have, especially with you. What was that?
I said some smart stuff. Just keep moving.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'm just perpetually in, like, I don't know who I am ever.
Sure.
And on stage, it's even worse because I'm trying to figure out who I'm writing for and just trying to figure out my voice and all that good stuff. And then as I was like doing more research and trying to figure it out, I was like, oh, that's just my whole life in general. I'm still I don't know who I am. Come on.
All right. Do you have any sort of, comedically, I understand myself. Life-wise, I'm freaking out all of the time. I want to die because I can't. It's just so much jumbledness in my brain, and it makes me crazy.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I can't. Do you know some certain concrete things about yourself?
On what level?
Just anything. Like, what are you like? Oh, that I'm like this. You're a nerd.
Yeah, that checks out. That checks out real hard. Well, you don't see behind the sound paneling or my bed that I flipped up. It's just a wall of books and comics.
Oh, gross. I'm glad you covered them up for me. I don't like
it. Real cool. I try to make it look real cool.
Besides comedy, what do you like love? Like, think about every day.
Keeping active, being outside, moving around.
Okay, that's a good thing.
So, like, I like rock climb, bike. Walk around all the time.
Sounds terrible.
It's great. I'm in shape. I've lost like 60 pounds.
60?
Yeah.
What?
Maybe closer to 50 now. I gained some back.
Oh my God. Well, you look great.
Thanks.
You're a svelte, sexy, hot. You got this beard. You're like a goddamn woodsman.
Go. All right. Maybe we're getting somewhere now. How is the beard? I'm worried about the beard.
I think
it's coming in real thick.
Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
You use a trim, but just to keep it growing straight and the way you want it. Because I do. Oh, can I just tell you how much I love a beard? I love a bearded man. Careful.
Put the knife down.
Yeah, this laugh sounds way more sinister if you think I have a knife. Yeah, no, I think your looks going great. You got a great look.
Yeah,
very artsy.
I don't want that.
No, like in a cool way, like
cool. No one's ever said that.
Like a nerdy cool guy.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, because I'm being honest with you here. We're trying to figure out you, man.
Help me be cool. That's why I brought you here. Help me.
That's one thing I got.
Help me.
I know I'm cool. That's one thing. I got that, man.
I know I'm not.
I'm cool as hell, dude. I'll teach you the ways. First of all, this is what I do.
Okay.
I get fucking drunk, dude.
Okay, get drunk.
You get drunk and you fuck shit. You suck, smoke pot and shit. And then you just have sort of like what I have going for me. I have an unwarranted confidence. I just believe in myself no matter what. And then
I wish God what I would do for that confidence.
You just got to talk your way into it for sure.
If you see me on stage, if my first joke goes well, I'm untouchable.
Yeah, you have totally. Of course.
My first joke bombs, you can physically see me start folding.
I get it.
Oh
my
God.
Totally get it.
I'm a nightmare.
But like the best comics are able to, you know, take it and keep it moving, you know?
Yeah, I am not one of them.
I sometimes can. It just depends on everything. Sometimes I can turn myself around. I've had people hate me, and then my like need to be a people pleaser and get everyone to love me has taken over.
Yeah.
And I've won them, but sometimes there's just no winning and you just crumble. And it's comedy is horrible. Can I say that?
Kind of the
worst.
It's
the worst thing. It's the worst thing. Painful. It's ruining my life for
it
sure.
It's destroying me.
Yeah, from the inside out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to being active and going outside and doing things. And I used to do yoga, but now I literally only do comedy.
I have to, and it's been the last few weeks because of the podcast, I don't do anything outside of comedy and podcasting. Literally nothing.
Yeah.
The last time I tried going on a date.
Oh, forget that.
They were like, hey, when are you free? I was like, Saturday, 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, that doesn't count as being free. And I was like, never mind. Bye.
It's the worst.
A nightmare.
I know. I try to go on a date. Forget it. Forget it. I don't know.
I did Tinder for a while. It was a nightmare. But what I was going to say is in the summer, it's easier because I can just ride my bike as transportation. So I did that all summer. Great shape. And at this point, I just force myself to go rock climbing at least once a week and run once a week just to make sure I keep the weight off and stay in shape. So I'm actually I was in amazing shape in August. September and October were a little too nice.
Okay, a couple questions. Where you go rock climbing?
Brooklyn Boulders.
Cool. Didn't Irene Hartman work there?
Who?
Irene Hartman?
Don't know who that is.
Ash moved to LA. Shout outs to Irene Hartman. Very funny lady.
Shout outs.
What's up, bitch? Okay, and then also, other question.
We don't swear on this podcast.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm going to need to swear a lot and also somehow show my tits on this podcast if you want my great aunt to retweet it. All right, so I don't know.
Shout out to your great aunt.
You don't watch
fantastic.
You're the best. Can you also give me some other compliments?
No.
Oh, damn it. I tried.
Your shoes are cool.
Yeah, I told you, man, I'm cool, dude. I went to fashion school. You know that?
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to fashion school.
Go on. I'm like hip. You don't look it.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Whoa! I'm sorry. That one was
the knife
mean.
Is coming
that
back.
That was mean.
Yeah. Honestly,
I really didn't like that.
Honestly, I live down the street from the podcast studio, so these are just my lounging clothes. All right.
Lounging clothes are so much nicer than the things I go out in. The fact that I'm wearing pants is a win.
Oh, is this a no pants podcast?
Flannel pants and a t-shirt 90% of my life.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Where's your pajamas from?
I have no idea. I've had them for literally 15 years.
Oof, God.
I can't believe that they're not just... That's I've had like four pair. They're all... I have one left.
Wow.
It's been a long time. High school. That's
long.
Like 15 years.
That's too long.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what? I got my 10-year. You're a hippie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, though. I mean, it's not good because my day job is in fashion, and because, I want people to buy as much as possible,
sure.
So then I get a bonus.
Yeah, you unfortunately will not be getting anything from me.
That's great. Where's the door?
Where
am I?
You can go.
Wait,
goodbye.
You know what I got?
Speaking
of crisis, I got my 10-year high school reunion. Did you go to yours?
Yes.
You did. How was it?
So, all right. I got talked into going by one of my good friends, who I see all the time. He's like, hey, you want to go? And I was like, sure. Why not? Like, he talked to me and I was like, all right, I'll go. I was there for 5 minutes. I was like, oh, this is a nightmare. I saw a lot of people. I was like, I don't want to talk to any of these people, really. They don't want to talk to me. So we found out if you go kind of down at the end of this building, there was a bar. And if you went all the way to the other side of the bar... Every time people came in, they would see you, but the only way they could talk to you is if they came all the way around the bar to talk to you.
Oh,
it was perfect.
That's great.
The only people who came to talk to me are the people I see all the time.
That's great.
The usual people.
That's great. I'm going to have to work out some sort of system like that.
It was perfect. I couldn't do it. I wasn't into catching up. We know where everyone is.
Yeah.
We know how it goes.
Facebook.
Yeah. It has ruined 10-year reunions.
It's
not a bad thing.
Yeah.
We're all moving on.
Also, I just am afraid... I'm very bad. Well, doing comedy, you meet so many people and there's just too many names. And then I forget people's names and now I'm going to forget these people's names. And I feel bad about that. I feel guilty. I feel guilty about everything. But then I'm going to feel bad about that. And then I also just don't care. And I also don't do anything except for comedy. Or I like comedy and I like the Washington Redskins. And so unless they want to talk about those two things, I don't know what to do. Also, I fucking drink a lot. Okay, so yes, I'm going to be a lot of fun, but I don't want to cross that line. I don't want to be that girl. Fair. And, you know, and like then I don't want to, you know, some of my friends are like, I'm going to go. And then some are like, I'm not going. And then I'm afraid that I'm going to be the one of my group of friends I still stay in touch with that doesn't go.
Sure.
And that makes, you know, and then it's like, oh, God, now I really got to put myself out there. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I went with my one friend. For the most part, most of my friends were just like, no, hard pass.
Oh, God.
It was weird. Yeah, you'll do it. I've got faith. Just go in there and just own it. Yeah. Be like, yo, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Also, the great thing when you say you're a comedian, nobody has a perspective on the structure of comedy. So they're just like, oh, you're a comedian. How's Louis doing?
Yeah. And I'll be like, he's not bad.
He's great.
That's I went to a bachelorette party this summer and the girls were like, oh, do you know like Amy Schumer? And I was like, uh-huh. But like, no.
It's
like, no.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Not a friend, yeah, but you know.
Yeah. It's not like it's just a switch. Believe me, if it was, that'd be great. It's not.
Wait, I have another question
sure.
for you.
I had a question too. I forgot wait, it.
Go
though.
Ahead.
No,
come on,
you
come
go
on,
first because I
on,
can't
come
remember
on.
It.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, was comedy always your thing?
No.
What was it before?
Lots of things.
Fun. So are you like, you get into different things and then.
I can still remember from eighth grade on, I have been perpetually trying to find my niche.
Gotcha.
And it took until comedy to be like, oh, this is where I belong.
Yeah. What were your other
29
things?
29 is when 29? I was like, oh, this is it. Yeah. I've only been doing it for like 2 years max.
What? Really?
Yeah. I've been doing improv. I did improv for fun, but by no means was like, oh, this is the thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
fun. And that's actually what helped me introduce me to just doing stand-up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the second I did it, I was like, oh, this is it. And all the signs led to it. I was obsessed with comedy and stand-up as like a six-year-old.
Yeah.
My parents thought there was something wrong with me. It was real weird.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I feel like that happens to a lot of people. Weird.
How did you
also,
get...
Also, it's good that you have all those experiences, though, because then it just makes your comedy better.
Yes.
You know, that you tried all
those. I'm mostly
things.
Story-based. I've been lucky enough that I have, because of that, I have a ton of weird-ass stories.
Yeah,
I have also just great. Done weird things.
Yeah. I don't know how I did. I just, like... Well, I've always been obsessed with comedy.
Yeah.
Too much as well. And started out as a designer. I like took fashion in high school. I like learned how to sew in high school and did all the drawing classes and I did all that. And then I got into fashion school in New York, which was like, I was like literally 12 and I was like, I'm going to move to New York City. And I was like a little bitch, and then, but like very chic. And then I went to school in New York and then I started working in the industry and it's not for me. I I wanted to become a designer because I didn't want to work in a cubicle. I wanted to be in a studio. I wanted to travel. I wanted all these life experiences and I wanted to be creative. And that's just not the fashion industry anymore, unfortunately, because people just
want
to buy stuff from Target.
They want
H&M or whatever. Yep. So I just started working at corporate places and I was very unhappy. And then I was just like drinking, but not in a fun way anymore. And hello.
I was there. I had to stop drinking. That was part of it.
Yeah.
I could sit down and drink a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Cool. Let's do it.
I'll see you guys next week.
And then my friends had been pushing me for a while. They were like, you should just try comedy. You should just try it. And I was like, you guys are crazy. What am I going to talk about? My tits? And then 4 years later, now that's all I talk about. the first time I tried it was at open mic and some of my friends came and I just literally never have not. It's only gotten busier and more crazy and I've only now I just hate my life way more than
Oh, it does. That's funny. You actually answered the question I was going to ask. Why comedy? You just nailed it.
Yeah.
You said you were a very guilty person.
Oh,
like, you feel guilt about like everything?
Everything. Yeah.
Feel guilty about things that are going on that have no effect on me. I just like empathetically like, yeah, that's my bad.
Absolutely.
It's terrible. I'm not even Catholic or Jewish.
No. Where
does it come from?
My family's Irish Catholic, but like my parents are not religious. Like I wasn't raised religious, but I don't know if it just seeped into my genetics. I have no idea. Or just, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe like, I have no idea. I feel guilty about everything. I will literally... like, I'll, you know, when you like hold the door for someone, mine, my, it'll like slip and I won't have held the entire door for someone to walk through, and I'll feel guilt. I'll like wake up in the middle of the night and be like, you're such a selfish bitch.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
It's terrible. Or I'll like hold it and like, I'll just keep holding it. If somebody doesn't like, doesn't even try to, I'm like, oh, I just hold the door now. This is what I do. God. It's so bad. And I apologize. I need to, I'm working on it, but I apologize entirely.
Oh,
too much.
Forget. I'm sorry for existing. Everything. I'm sorry for my personality.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry for everything I said.
Sorry for all the apologizing.
Oh,
really
sorry for the apologizing. I am a desperate people pleaser. I want everyone to love me no matter what.
Oh,
I wonder why I do comedy. But
people, when people don't like me, I just want to sit down and be like, why?
Why? Oh,
what
no.
can I do?
No, I can't handle it. I cannot handle it.
No,
I can't handle it.
No,
it's too much.
I hate it.
I
want to
throw
like,
up
friends are like, just in one instant in which they're not thinking about anyone in their surroundings, they're just like indifferent to like the smell of lavender. I'll be like, why do you hate me?
Yeah.
Why? They're like, what? We were just talking.
Oh my God.
You
want to talk about dating somebody? If a guy doesn't like me, I'm like, what are you talking about? Look at these tits. Come on. What is wrong with you?
I mean,
it is too much. Sorry, I'm screaming at the microphone, but.
Oh, no, it's okay.
It's true. I've been going out with, I've gone out with this guy a couple times, and he doesn't seem like that into it. And he's like, well, text me, but like, not really. And he's like, we go on dates. It's very fun. We've been out like 3 times, but then he like canceled last week. And I am not joking you. It is, I'm losing my fucking mind.
It's the worst. Dating's the worst. I had to stop. I'll do it for a long period of time, then I just stop.
Yeah, I think I'm at that point.
Because
maybe.
I can't continue. The other thing is, it's all those stupid games that all these people play and they're totally okay with it. I don't get them. I don't want to be a part of it because like I try and it drives me insane.
No, I can't do that.
And then if you're open, be like, listen, I think you're a really cool person. I would like to see you again. Or it's like, if you're kind of open, people are like, you're weird. You're crazy.
Whoa,
like,
freak. Why don't you stop being obsessed with me?
Be like, I thought of you for 10 minutes today. Yeah. Like, okay. And they're like, nope, you're crazy. Yeah. Like, okay, sure.
Everything. Life is very hard.
Yeah.
It is so hard. Everything about it is hard. Everything. I was like asking my friend, I saw her, was home this weekend.
I gotta fix this.
Oh no, what
No, you keep going.
What'd I do?
This is okay. Uneven, the chair.
Oh my God.
Is that more comfortable? Just let
me
know.
Oh my God, this is great.
Is it?
That's great.
I feel like I don't.
Glad we got
that
on.
Genuine?
No, it is great. I'm glad we got that on record.
Just, it was like the chair was on an angle. It was bothering me. We fixed it. We're all sitting up straight.
Are you a little
now.
OCD, my friend?
No. Could you notice that? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh,
I'm going to put this back.
grounded.
I'm not going to know. I'm just putting that. No, I went to fashion school. I don't really know things. I can make a bra, but I don't know anything else.
Listen, I need a black hoodie.
What
can you do for me?
I could literally make one. I mean, I wouldn't because that sounds terrible. It sounds like so much work. But I could make an Asian person do it. Oh, no, edit that out. I'm just being silly. I'm the worst.
I'm sorry, third world country.
It is my life, though. It's so weird because I'm at my day job is I design underwear. Very strange. Very strange lifestyle. It's not good. Fashion is very bad industry. Very terrible.
I could see that.
Yeah. I've been to China. I went into a factory with on a whole sewing floor of people making something that I sketched on the computer. Just hundreds of women staring at me as I like walk through like a white devil walking through like so faster, ladies. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
I
talk about fucking crisis.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's horrible.
You came back from that's now I'm just blown away by like you're like still you're still a functioning human after that. Hi, that's amazing. I would
up.
Be done.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I was like, hey, everybody. And like when I went, the days I went to the factory, because I was in Hong Kong, which is so much fun. And then we went and so I partied every night, obviously. a very fun person, very young, hot party girl. And so I was like, hungover.
This is not a dating podcast.
But just if anyone, I'm 5'6". I have blonde hair, blue eyes, luscious tits. I'm sorry. Once I get started, I can't stop.
Don't. It's fun.
Okay,
it's
so
silly. This podcast needs to get funnier.
Okay,
it
good.
Has been just good. Dreadfully boring.
Okay, good. Well, you brought your comic relief, brother. Listen, I was in some in China. No, I was like in Hong Kong, and I would like party every night, and then I would go to the factories in mainland China, hungover, and be like sweating alcohol in this tiny van. Driving through like oh my god, it was so weird. Like when I think about it, I'm like, that wasn't your life, because I would just like walk in and be like, hi, and they'd be like, oh my god, it's her, and all my name was on stuff, and I was like, sorry, have you not seen your family in a while, sorry.
This is so fascinating.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh my god,
I know. But then people don't understand clothing production, really. I don't think, you know, because people, the consumer, just wants things totally cheap.
Yeah, they want cheaper, the better,
cheaper, more shit. They just want more shit on it. They want sparkly stuff and like, right, you know, they want to feel like they're getting their bang for their buck. But like, clothing is expensive to make.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it'll never ever come back to the United States, you know what I mean? Like the few companies that do it, I mean, like there's an underwear, because I'd make underwear. There's a lingerie company called Hanky Panky, and they make underwear. I know. Okay. clever name. They
we'll come back to that word.
We'll come back
later.
To Hanky Panky.
We'll
which is,
Hanky
I mean,
Panky.
Really fun word to say.
Oh, it's great.
Phrase to say. Yeah. And they produce in the United States, and it's like $18 for a pair of underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like, expensive. Yeah, yeah, and then the stuff that I make, it's 7 pairs of underwear for $27.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I don't know why I was talking about this. I'm just being
I'm
a dumb.
Fascinated. No, this is amazing.
Yeah, you got any questions? What do you want to know?
I don't have any more questions. Like, I would have to think about it. I just wasn't expecting for that line of like that to go that way. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're real all over the place.
We are.
Yeah, I don't know.
I also need fashion help. I wear the same flannel and t-shirt most of the time.
No, because you're a dude. Dudes, it's like, you
dudes,
know,
it's much easier.
It's
God,
much
if
easier.
I was a lady, it would be a nightmare.
Yeah, you
got to
play with
worst.
Proportions, color. I mean, there's a lot of texture.
Yeah.
It's a lot more complicated.
And my outdoors persona helps really well.
Absolutely.
Like, I could be gross as hell, and people are like, mm-hmm. yeah, whatever. That's what you do. That's your thing.
You just need, like, a nice sweater or sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And, like, one nice shirt and a nice pair of jeans. And then, like, whatever. You just wear t-shirts.
You're looking at it. This is it. This is a game.
What about, like, a
baby?
Darker jean for you?
No, I go lighter jean.
You go lighter jean. Why
I
lighter jean?
I want old school, like, legit jean. Just, like, nice, light blue, warning blue jeans.
All right.
I'm not fancy.
Not like this sophisticated diva you got sent across from you.
No, I need help. It's real bad. I don't know what looks good. I just wear what's comfortable,
no,
which I know
good.
Sometimes is
good.
Weird.
No. I mean, you look good.
Go on.
All right. Well, okay. Specifically.
Oh, God.
The beard. No, I'll. If you need help, you let me know.
It also looks like you just pointed off in a different direction. Like at the other wall.
Specifically, what is this? A door?
Yeah. Over
you got
here,
doors
this door,
in here?
Great
this is great.
Door.
Light switch. A nice tapestry. You know what? I think I have a tapestry exactly like this.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Also controversial.
Very
here,
controversial.
I thought it was a very special thing.
Nope.
Womp womp.
Okay.
Hanky Panky.
Yes.
That reminds me of a very fun story.
Ooh, go.
I got snowed in high school. I got snowed in at my girlfriend's house.
I like where this is headed.
Yeah. We knew, listen, I know weather. We knew what was happening. But we got snowed in, and her parents were actually the ones who were like, hey, you should stay. It's getting really bad out. Yeah. I actually love driving in the snow, but I thought, yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You were like, oh yeah, you should stay right on this.
Also,
what's up?
How it was set up is her room was like upstairs and far away.
Mm-hmm.
They had me sleep in the room next to hers.
Oh.
Where there was all these other couches in the house. Ooh. Either way, we were saying I was going to stay there, and her mom just is getting like real awkward and turns around and just looks at me and goes, there will be no hanky panky. And as like an 18-year-old like dude, I was just sitting there. It's like I didn't know what to do, but I thought that was. I should have probably been like scared, but I started like grinning, trying not to laugh in her face. And I turn around, and her dad was right there, and he lost it. He just started laughing hysterically.
Oh, thank God! Thank God! Because if the dad was mad and you just look like a smug asshole, like okay, no,
yeah, he somehow liked me. I was talking about this. I will never forget the day I got out of the car the first time I met them. I was this tall. I was high school. But let's say I was a little bit smaller, like width-wise. My hair was a foot and a half, but it stayed like a fro, like
whoa,
a down.
Oh, fun.
I had cut corduroy jean shorts.
I'm liking this less and less.
And I believe a tie-dye shirt.
Well, okay.
No shoes. And a bandana holding my hair up.
Wow.
I was a worst case scenario.
Absolutely.
And I will never forget the look on his face when I got out of the car. Oh. And she like just dated this like very strapping young man, like big, well liked in the community. And
you
stuff.
Were like,
and there, I was like,
and you were like,
yo,
what?
Dude, what's up?
What's up, Jersey?
Yeah. Case scenario. Oh, boy.
What a hippie.
Oh,
listen,
my God, so much so.
I feel like every mom in high school hated me. I was a party girl. And again, if anybody out there is listening, huge tits.
Courtney, it's an audio podcast. Please put them away.
Come on.
Listen.
Look at
I
them.
Appreciate Look them. At them. They are wonderful. But this is just an audio podcast.
Oh, moms hated me, I think. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I can pick up vibes. I think they hated me. But now moms love me.
Well, that's
because
good.
I love babies.
Oh, there you go.
And
grandkids, grandparents
want
them.
Absolutely. I just go in there. I'm like, do you want your son to put a baby in me or not?
Oh, so intimidating. Actually, if you did that with my mom would just be like, yes, I love you.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. She would be,
yeah.
She now can't listen to this podcast. I have to, like, edit all of that out. Oh, she's upset. I'm taking this out of the gene pool. It's official.
Really?
It's out. It's
Wait,
out of the
you're the
pool.
Only boy?
No, there's another one.
Yeah.
At one point, we were united in this. But now he's saying he wants kids.
Okay. All right.
So.
See, I, well, this is very sad. My last name, it's done no matter what. My older sister already has two kids, but she got married to, and her last name's Martin now. And there's going to be no more McGinnises. No more McGinnis babies. We're all girls.
Oh, no.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. That's a bummer.
I mean, it's pretty chill last name.
It's a cool last name.
It's cool. McGinnis? Oh, Irish as hell, man.
Nobody
can spell it. That's a problem. Also, one time I went to the lady doctor and the nurse came out and she was like, Courtney Maginus. And I was like, whoa.
Freudian slip.
Cool. Yeah. So
I knew McGinnis, but it was McGinnis.
Nah, fuck that dude, man.
Yeah.
Nah, this is MAG.
I'm not against that.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't want kids?
No, probably not. I think it's just one of those things that I am trying to be like present here now. And it's like, I'm not in a situation. I'm not dating anyone. I've never dated anyone long enough where I was like, I want kids.
Gotcha.
I dated someone for 3 years.
3 years. That's a long time.
And I did not want kids. But I was also younger. I think we broke up by the time I was 27. I was like, I don't want kids now.
Yeah.
I want to do comedy right now. Yeah. I think eventually if I could start making money and not have to be grinding away every day.
Yeah. Be different.
Maybe it's something I could mull around in my head. Sure. Or if I love someone enough to, and like they wanted it.
Fine, I'll do it.
Yeah, fine. You got me.
No, I get everything you're saying. Yeah. It makes sense.
There's a good chance though. I just never will.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, right now, the only thing I care about is becoming a comedian. All I want to do is comedy, and I love it so much. And whatever that means, whatever journey it's taken me on, I'm doing it.
I killed
a
cactus. I loved it too much.
You killed a cactus?
I killed a cactus.
That's hard to do, man.
I did it very quickly.
Really?
Yeah. I gave it too much water.
That's bad.
Yeah, very
bad. Too much love. I got a dog. My dog's killing it, man. She's almost five.
Nice.
She's
what type of dog do you have?
She's a Oh God, Millie, mommy's gonna be home soon. She's a poodle mix. She's like she's like this big. She's so
half poodle, half
schnauzer.
Oh,
oh my God!
My mom had a half cocker spaniel, half poodle. It was awesome. God.
Yeah, she's.
That's actually a really good call that we didn't go there to record.
Oh,
I would just be rubbing in his tummy.
Yeah,
the
she's
whole
so
time.
Cute. Oh, and she has to sit on my lap and she barks. She's so annoying, but I love her so much. Millie, I hope you're not listening to this.
You go home. She's sitting there tapping her paw.
No. Well, oh my God! Home. If you want to start giving human qualities, my dog, how much time do you have? Because I. Woo! I talked for her. I like to come up with different professions that she could have.
That's the best.
Oh, my favorite is women's basketball coach. I can't wait. She got little four legs and they're all in a sensible heel and she's just down the, oh my God, down the court. She's yelling. She's getting heated. She got a little pearl necklace on and like a clipboard. Oh my God. And you imagine her as like a bank teller. She's got what? Big nails.
What is the voice you usually use with her?
Hi, I'm Millie. Hey, mom, where are you going? Are you going to be back later? I do that all the time. It's so bad. And I'll be in public. I'll be walking her. And then I'll be like, mom, come on. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm by myself.
I did. Yeah. The last apartment I lived in, my one roommate had a giant dog, Bear. And we had a voice be like, hey, I'm like Bear.
Oh, hey, that's guys. A great name for a bear.
And they would come in and we would just be on the couch. I wouldn't be doing anything. I'd just be like staring, like petting Bear, talking to Bear. And then responding in that voice, I was talking to myself, and there's like, "You're, what are you doing?"
I've done it for too long, for too long. She's like, "Mom, what's up? How was your day?" And I'm like, "It's good, Millie. How was your day?" And it's bad, but I love it. She's so cute. But she's my little baby. I hold her like an infant, and dogs usually don't like that, but I forced her to like.
Oh, poor Millie.
She's just like,
I picture Millie's really like. Oh my God, the thing she makes me do.
I swear to God, does anyone have a cigarette? I can't stand this woman.
She just smokes packs a day
when
you're
out
of the house. Good for her. Good
She's
for
my
her.
Baby.
Man. So we're about 40 minutes in. Do you have a hard out?
No, I'm good.
Cool. All right, well, we'll jump into the interview portion.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
You actually will need that.
Oh my God, cool. Hold on.
Yeah. So, how is everyone doing?
Wow, man. Tons of texts.
That must be fun.
Yeah. Look at that shit, man. Not bad.
Three of them?
Sex. All for my roommates.
Whoa.
Okay.
I was also going to say, I said that very condescending, but I was like, I know for a fact if I check right now, no one has texted me.
Just field thousands of calls and texts. Okay. Lay it on me. What do you got for me?
All right.
Official interview?
This is the official interview.
Got it.
We're cutting to the core. We're going to find out who Courtney McGinnis is. You should be. Okay. What was your last tweet?
Oh, my God.
It has to be the last one, too. It can't be the good one.
Okay. I think...
I actually think mine is the same as the last three episodes I've done.
Yeah, I really am bad at... is this a retweet count?
Give me the retweet, but then I still want the what? Why am I not? I hate the internet. All right. Give me the retweet.
Okay.
And then, but I still want yours.
Okay. My retweet is from my comedy show on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. at Poco on 3rd Street and Avenue B. It says, the wait is over, world. We're back. Wednesday,
all
8
right.
p.m.
We'll get
Janice
to
Papa,
the plugs
Ryan
at the
Donahue.
End.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Keep going. I'm sorry.
I posted about that video we said I was in.
So good.
Oh, so fun.
There needs to be more political videos.
It was
That's
great.
The one thing. I don't have any... ability to do visual stuff.
Yeah.
I can just do this.
But
I had, like, I just, it's time to make political stuff nonstop for the love of God.
We'll figure it out. We'll talk. I said thank you to my congresswoman. That was my last one because she asked Donald Trump to not appoint Steve Bannon.
Awesome.
That was my last one.
That's a great tweet.
It's a great tweet.
That's probably the best tweet we've had so far.
Thank you.
There have been some really funny ones, but that, good for you.
Thank you.
Politically
I'm very, very politically motivated lady. Not really. I don't really know a lot, but I know when things are bad.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry, I just thinking about how they're canceling the environment next year altogether.
Absolutely. Yeah, very, no, it's very sad. Yeah. It's very sad.
Yeah, it's just one less thing we have to worry about. We don't have to worry about it because
that's
they're
true.
Just canceling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no more environment.
Oh, God.
Bye. It's been a good run, though.
So discombobulated. Every time politics comes up, I just start like
sinking. I know, I can see
like,
it in your eyes. You're like glazed over and you're like, huh, where
oh,
are we?
Oh, God.
Huh. You're just it's clutching so, the microphone.
It makes me
to feel
so
something
sad.
Warm.
Yeah.
We get
this
it.
Is all I have. They're going to take away my microphones. They may. They may take away my microphones. Thank you. That's
You're
what
very
I was looking
welcome.
For. You were watching me fall apart looking for my
Your
notes. Just like,
questions.
I need my questions.
Give me my questions.
And now politics. I can't
oh,
do
God.
This. Oh, I'm a nightmare. Where do you go on a first date? I'm asking for a friend.
Nighthawk.
What is Nighthawk?
What? You know Nighthawk? Come on. Do you like movies?
Yeah, love. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
oh,
the
baby.
One in Williamsburg, right?
Yeah, it's like a dinner theater and they got a bar. This is what you do. You meet for a drink at the bar downstairs. You talk, you get things going, then you go upstairs and you eat dinner and watch an amazing film. And then afterwards you go to another bar or that same bar downstairs because you get half off drinks with your movie ticket.
Her name is Courtney McGinnis. She is single and ready to mingle.
Someone please take me out. I'm a lot of fun. I'm a lot of fun.
No, that's
very
actually,
funny.
I've never actually been there, but I wanted because they have
oh,
a lot
great.
Of smaller indie movies.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm
yeah,
very snobby about
out.
Movies.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. We could just talk about movies.
Yeah.
I am into kind of whatever. Give me a sci-fi surprise.
Okay.
Stuff like that. I'm
that
on
coming.
Board, but I love all movies.
You should see Moonlight at Nighthawk. I don't know if it's still playing there, but if it is, you should go see it.
That sounds very,
very, very important film.
Is it? Okay.
Very,
it just sounds good. Very like art just. Never mind.
We'll
words
talk.
Are fun.
Later.
Talk,
I'll talk later.
Talk about it. The funny thing is I could hear you through here, oh. But not actually
oh,
in
really?
Real time when you said
oh,
that.
Cool.
All right. I'm starting to fall apart. Oh, great. This has been the fun episode. So much fun. Glad to be joined. If you're just joining us, welcome to Bear With Leaf. I've got Courtney McGinnis. She's a real jerk. Oh, but fun transition. What is the movie you have seen the most?
Ooh, Uncle Buck.
How many? Ooh, that yeah. You had that ready to go.
Yeah, that's my favorite
movie. How many
times?
Could you think of put a number on it?
Oh, God. I mean, how old am I? So let's see. I'm 17 years old. no. I've probably seen it 60 times more.
Okay.
I don't know.
Finally.
A lot.
It's funny. Up until recently, everyone's like, yeah, I've seen like 20 times. I'm a freak.
No.
I was like,
No,
you're not. And then
when I'm sad, I watch that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm sad a lot.
That's how many times today, right?
Today I've watched that movie. I stayed home and just watched that movie.
No, that's because, yeah, mine was Spaceballs and over 100.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Spaceballs is great. John Candy.
Yep. Oh, him and Rick Moranis made that movie.
Honestly,
they were the
John
runs.
Candy. Uncle Buck is like, he is so goddamn funny in that movie. It makes me.
I don't know if I've seen it.
You
want to
come
through.
Over? I live one block away from here, and I got a dog.
Ooh.
Now it sounds like I'm asking you out on a date.
Millie.
Millie?
Yeah, I'd come over, play with Millie, and watch
Oh,
Uncle
my
Buck.
God. Uncle Buck, my favorite line in Uncle Buck, for anyone who's seen it, he says, you should see the toast. I couldn't even get it through the door.
Listen, I wish so
honestly,
I knew the
somebody
context.
Has seen that movie that's
There's
listening to this.
One of my
and
dozen
gonna love it.
Listeners
it's gonna,
is just
they're gonna
losing
love it.
Their mind.
They're going to love it. It's a great movie. It's great.
They're my favorite dozen, though. I love those guys. last Google search.
Ooh, God. God, it's probably porn. How do you tell that?
I think if you just go to Google
yeah,
and you click on the search bar, it'll tell you the last thing you searched.
Google?
Honestly. Oh, here we go. Oh, that was easy.
What do you do?
My last Google search was...
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
What was it?
Oh, Bridgetown Comedy Festival submission.
Nice. That's not that bad at all. That's like very business
oriented. Also, the one before that was Moscow Mule Chips. Did you know they make those?
No, not at all.
Yeah, they make them.
Fair. Mine was Tom and Huck. Because we're trying to figure out who played... Huckleberry Finn across from JTT.
Oh, wasn't it that?
Ryan Renfro or something like that?
Yeah.
Something Renfro.
Okay.
And then UFO and UFO shapes.
That's sense.
All pod. These are all things I had to look up during other podcasts.
Yeah, right.
Where they're like, Leif, look this up. No, that's actually, I'm genuinely concerned who played across from JTT.
Honestly, I'm always concerned about stuff like that.
What happened to JTT? Where is he?
I texted him earlier today. He didn't get back to me, but I don't know what he's up to me.
Come on. Is he the person you've been going on dates with?
Yes.
You're waiting to hear back?
Yes. Yeah. Every day. Oh. Every day of my life.
Sorry. Now I feel bad. I literally just apologized again. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for everything I've said on this.
I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for taking, just deleting this whole episode.
Please do. We'll do it again.
We'll just do it again another day.
I feel off.
No, I needed this. It's fun. It's silly. The last few episodes have been really silly, and that's good.
I'm very silly.
Yeah, that's all I want is I want to laugh and giggle and
I'm very funny.
All that good stuff. Come on. That's
Come on,
nice.
Dude. I'm looking into going to Bridgetown, all right?
I can't even submit. I don't have like enough stuff.
Really?
I don't have a still photograph of me doing stand-up.
Come on.
I just quietly do my thing and I go away. Which is not good. Like, I guarantee the first year and a half I did comedy, nobody knew who I was.
Right.
And I liked it.
Because you're
that
weird.
Way.
Yeah.
I was just quiet and shy.
And just in your corner.
Yeah. And it was great because then when people told me, like, oh, you're kind of funny, I'm like, thank God you don't remember the last year and a half because
it was
a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was like extra bad.
That's good. That's how you should be. Just under the radar till you get funny and ish.
Yeah. Funny. That's funny-ish. About all I can ask for is funny ish. Yeah. Thank God I produce stuff or I'd be useless. Favorite impression
that I can do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it could just be a concept or whatever. Okay. Whatever's the voice you want to use.
I don't know. Wait, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you think this is true, but this one girl, she said that I remind her of the mom, Linda from Bob's Burgers, the mom from Bob's Burgers. She notoriously, isn't it a man that plays it? Like, she has the most annoying voice, right?
I mean, she has a crazy voice.
Do you think I have an annoying voice?
Next question. No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Does everyone hate their voice?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
I hate it because, like, in here, like, I'm getting better because I'm doing this and I'm actually listening to my voice right now. But, like, in my head, I sound like a fucking ladies' man, just Casanova all over the place. And then I
Unwarranted
hear
confidence.
My voice, it is like 2 octaves higher
than you think.
So effeminate.
No.
Every
no,
time
no,
I'm
not
just
at
like,
all.
Really?
Really?
Oh, buddy! No, come
no, 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 not at all. You don't have a feminine voice.
It's not. Yeah, that's more the actions.
Yeah, more your body language.
Yeah, that happens. I get that a lot. Actually, up until recently, I was mistaken for a lady all the time.
What?
All the time.
Like
until about a year ago.
Wait. So the beard?
No, I mean the beard's definitely helping me.
Yeah.
But
everyone's like, look at this bearded lady.
Like, no, I am. It is the can. No, no.
What? You don't.
So I was clean cut. I was a little bit rounder. Like, I wasn't quite as in shape.
Svelte.
And then I have a big Carhartt jacket that when I put it on,
I gotta go. I'll get that.
It's
for
over.
You. I'll get
it's
that.
It's over. Oh God, my paper. It's done.
I got it. I wear a Carhartt jacket. I love a Carhartt jacket.
Oh,
that's very
best.
Fashionable.
Is it fashionable?
Yeah,
it's
very
warm
chic.
And usable. I use it to like work in.
Yeah.
Because I'm a real man.
Woo! No, it's not.
I work on computers. I was all the time. My favorite
that's
still
weird.
Somebody stopped me and was like, hey, excuse me, miss. And I was like,
no.
Yes. Miss, can you just tell me where Union Square is? I was like,
that's
God damn
so
it.
That's so weird to me. All right.
Yeah, happen all the time.
I believe you.
Where are we? Oh, impression.
Oh,
still waiting on the impression. Oh, here, not to throw you under the bus.
Okay.
I will do the impression that I said 2 weeks ago I would do.
Okay.
I said I was going to practice Christopher Walken.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, God. I can only do it thinking... Good night, moon. Good night, moon. The cow jumped over the moon.
That's so bad.
I know. Hey, listen, now it's your turn.
Okay. Wait, can I do like a
You can do whatever you want.
Which
How about, now I almost want to do more impressions. Just I know. To, wait, like, can you just you like, over now?
Yeah, wait. No, that was very bad. Wait, you give me one and I'll do the best
no,
I can do.
You got to do two. Okay, Christopher Walken, just for payback.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, not that much fun, man.
I don't want to do it.
There's got to be some.
Well, I did like a Maria Bamford impression for Stick or Treat.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. I'll be like, oh, God. Now I can't think of a Maria Bamford joke. She's my favorite comic.
She's the best.
Oh, my God. Lady Dynamite is so good. With the scene where she's shoving chips in her mouth at the bar. I swear to God. Oh, my God. Maria Bamford is the funniest person I've ever lived.
Is this?
It's so good. Every time I think about it. Oh, I love when her face is like, Maria, you can't do stand-up. What will Louis say?
Yeah.
Oh, Patton Oswalt says that.
Oh, yeah, Patton Oswalt constantly like, you can't do that.
Oh, my God. It's
or it's
so
like, is
funny.
This relatable? No? All right, she just has tape all over her face.
She's the funniest. She's the funniest.
God, that show, just how that show started, I was like, oh, what are they doing? Then when like it all the crazy shit happened, I was like, I am on board. Let's do this.
When she goes, what a lovely late in life opportunity.
Yeah. Oh. And so much of it is like not that. Like, that's her. That's what happened to her. She went through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Of that.
No.
And I was like, it's fascinating.
She's so honest and so open about everything in her life. Yeah. It's so. And like, I know people are starting to talk more openly about mental illness and stuff. It is still so taboo and people are so uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
And the fact that she makes it so funny is like unbelievable.
Yeah, especially after, I mean, she's always been one of my favorites, but Lady Dynamite's like, she's
amazing.
Number one in my book.
She's the best. Did you watch her web series?
No.
Oh my God, the Maria Bamford show. It's on YouTube. Ah, it's so good.
I'll have to check that out.
You have to watch it. Watch every single episode.
I will.
Okay. Oh, that's my, so this is my Maria, this is my Maria impression. That's pretty good.
That's good. It's a lot better than my Christopher Walken. I do three impressions and two of them are just like general demographics of people.
Yeah.
Like rednecks and Jersey people.
Oh, I can do a, you want me to do redneck? That's my entire life. That's like part of my act. I was just talking as my dad.
Jersey's for me. Like I if I get too excited, I will start slipping into it either way.
I say y'all. I say, yeah, I get, my dad's like pretty redneck. I mean, not, he's not. I mean, like, you know, I grew up like pretty middle class, like, but my dad is like, he's like a hunter, fisherman, country boy. It's, yeah, he's like, hey, corny. I don't know. He's so funny. I love it.
I like it. All right.
Fair.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Mess. No, it's under your computer.
Thank you.
Wow. This is like, is this a bit? Because you've lost this paper after every question.
This is me in my everyday life. I put things down and lose them all the time. Ask my roommate. I'm better now, but he lived with me a while ago.
I love him.
we used to play a game called Let's Find Life's Stuff when we're trying to go. It's cell phone, keys, and wallet. And I would give everyone a beer if they found them.
Oh, that's so nice.
I never
love
found
beer.
Them. My friends did.
Oh, that's nice.
We used to have just,
friend.
We had like a, we lived in a giant farmhouse. It was amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, I missed that. Next question.
Go on.
What is the magic word?
What is the magic word? Please.
Incorrect.
What is it?
No, that's the thing. It's whatever you interpret that question as.
Oh, yeah. What's the magic word?
Yeah.
Please. Say please.
On computer is, there we go.
Or the magic word is fuck. That's my favorite word to say.
Now I'm getting, so which one? So the fuck?
I think it's fuck. I mean, that's
fuck's a good word.
It's my favorite word to say. I can't, I cuss a lot. I can't help it. I love saying fuck. Just
fuck,
like,
damn, and
shit.
Hell are my three.
Oh,
favorites.
Hell. Hell's good.
Hell's good. Oh, hell shit. No. Damn.
Hell no.
Damn you can use for everything, which I like.
Well, fuck or fuck, you know, the two, you know, both very
I actually
different.
Strictly Ooh. Use it for like very, just like fuck.
Yeah. I'm great. Like, you want to fuck? That's what I use it for. Or, oops, sorry. Or like.
We should probably work on your cadence.
Okay.
On that.
Yeah.
That could be
why don't guys like me?
Want to fuck?
You want to fuck me? Oh, boy. You edit that out. Edit
date
that
us.
Out for sure.
Please date us.
Edit that out, please.
Sorry. Okay, so the first 54 minutes, I'll just edit
that all out.
Yeah,
delete that.
Okay. And then hey, guys, welcome to Bear With Link.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm joined by Courtney McGinnis.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian. Comes to my
who
shows.
Are you?
I don't know.
Impression.
Thank you.
Great impression.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, great episode.
Great recap.
I'm a genie. You have 3 wishes in 10 seconds. Go.
Money. Be a comedian. And be in love.
All right, you did it.
I did it?
You got there under 5, under 10 seconds. Cool. And the correct answer is money.
Oh, I love money.
I won't get into semantics. The correct answer is more money.
Okay.
But I'll allow it.
Okay,
that
good.
That's a good one.
I love money. Can I say that? Oh, my God. Whoa, big fan. Big fan.
Big fan.
When you have money, it's like, hell yeah. You know, that's what it's like.
Oh, man. All right, where are we? We are... Who is right?
Who's right?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Okay.
For sure.
Time travel. When, where, why?
Ooh. '70s. On tour with the Rolling Stones. Just getting fucked up because I like to party and I think I would fit in great.
Do you like the Rolling Stones?
I love the Rolling Stones.
All right, there you go.
Cool.
Give me a book or movie. Give me a book and movie recommendation.
Ooh, okay. Movie Moonlight. You got to see Moonlight.
Okay.
It's so good. It's really great. Ooh, God. Also, can I give a few?
No.
Damn
yes,
it.
Of course.
Okay. Paris is Burning. Have you ever seen Paris is Burning?
No. Are these, what type of movies are these?
Paris is Burning is a documentary.
Okay.
And it's about balls in like the late 70s, 80s. Like, you know, like voguing balls. Voguing, you know, voguing, like ball. Like
dance ball or like bouncy balls?
No, like dance ball.
Oh, okay.
Like
gotcha.
In Harlem, all the gays in Harlem would host balls and you would vogue. And it's kind of like showing off and like runway walking and like dancing and like, you know, oh, God, it's.
Are there any spaceships in it?
No.
Ooh.
See, I'm not really into spaceships, but I'm into like I love aliens and talking and ghosts and like I love like supernatural and like what am I word am I look it like I love intergalactic. What am I trying to say here? I
like Beastie Boys intergalactic planetary.
That's what I'm trying to say. No, I love talking about that stuff and listening to other people's like UFO sightings.
You
so,
need to
I
talk
love
to
that.
Sam Rose,
really,
and Brian Bahi of the Ufology Podcast.
Really,
they
okay.
talk about aliens.
Yeah, I'm yeah. into that,
and
but
if
I'm
you
not
talk about ghosts. Well, we can talk afterwards.
Ooh, I love.
I dated a medium.
We have to so much talk about. But I don't really like movies about aliens that much.
Sure.
Because I feel like it takes all the mystery out of it when you see it. Or so, it just no one, who's really done it that well? Besides Independence Day.
They nailed it. Right on. No,
I don't know. Give me a recommendation. What should I watch to get me into it? Because a lot of times I watch something and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cheesy.
Oh, it's super cheesy. I love cheesy.
Oh,
do you
like
know
cheesy.
Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Of course. So
that's,
fun.
That's my home. Like, I
that's
love,
great.
I grew up with sci-fi.
Okay.
My dad would watch it. And then I found that. My dad was like, why are those people talking during the movie? But I love sci-fi.
Okay.
I have trouble with documentaries. I just absorb the emotion and then hold on to it for a week.
Okay.
So
that's, yeah.
Like I've
seen. Okay, then maybe don't watch Paris is Burning or Moonlight.
Yeah.
Or
that's
any
about.
Movie that's what I like.
I will give it a whirl, but I may be the saddest guy.
Okay. Don't watch it then. That's very good.
So I've seen all the like environmental, like I majored in environmental as well. Like I'm a dirty hippie in the past, all that stuff. I still am. I have seen a lot of the environmental documentaries. I will be out of it for a month.
Really?
I still wake up just being like, oh, it's over.
Oh my God.
Or just like the crazy stuff that they show you on documentaries. I just, it just got to the point. I was like, I want to learn. I'll read about everything and I continue to read about everything.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I watch a movie or documentary,
yeah.
I will absorb it and be that for a week.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah.
It's then, so silly. Yeah. It's okay, totally yeah. neurotic on my end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're a psycho for sure. Ooh. Wait, for book. For book, you should read Jacqueline Novak. You know Jacqueline Novak? You should read How to Weep in Public. It is.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever get sad. I get sad.
I never get sad.
Really? I get sad.
In the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
Every day.
I know. Since we started this podcast, I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah. But I've yet to be sad.
I get very sad. And yeah. and that's an unbelievable book.
All right. I'll check that
She's
out.
She's the best.
Yeah. See, again, all sci-fi or environmental books.
Okay.
But I can't do any more environmental books. Turns out we're done. Yeah, There's not. I haven't found an environmental book that's like, hey, we're doing all right, guys. Keep fighting. It's just kind of like, well, it's too late. But if you want.
I know.
Educate people. It's like, well, that's not helpful right now. Fuck.
In that epic, like, end of the, when the end of the world happens, like, when, in like the, you know how in movies everything's so epic and people are just getting washed away. I always think about it. I'm like, I'm for sure one of those faceless people who get washed away. Like, I am not physically strong. I'm not mentally strong or smart. I would just be like, well, here it goes. It's been quite a ride. I'd be hammered, yeah. though.
I just hope fun. I'm here to be like, I told you all. I hope I'm one of the first ones to go.
Oh, I have to be. Can't handle.
I would do. Yeah, that's the thing. If I'm not, I could do it. That's the problem. Yeah. I probably would end up doing it. It'd just be real boring.
Yeah,
I'd rather
not
unknowingly just be eaten by a zombie.
I'm like a tragic beauty. I'll probably die early.
Right after the black friend.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, no, they've got to go first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Will. That's my best friend.
Oh, man. Well, that is actually going to be a weird transition to a question I've never asked.
Okay.
Do you have a apocalypse scenario?
Do I?
Yeah.
Like that I've thought about? I've had the same dream, apocalyptic dream.
Go with that then. Let's see where that takes us. What type of apocalypse are we talking about?
Like the end of the world?
Yeah, but like how?
It's like a
comets, nukes,
no
zombies,
water, tidal wave. Every time I've had the same dream a bunch. It's really fucking weird. And I'm always in New York, and I'm always with my family. And my dad goes to save us, and I never know what happens. That's weird, right? It's happened like a couple times. I've had the same dream.
That's terrifying.
It's weird, right? Yeah. And we're just stranded, and my dad's like, "Don't worry, I'm gonna go." And we're like, "Daddy!" And then nothing. That's dark. What does that mean? I should talk to my therapist.
That's intense. That's a stressful dream.
It's stressful.
I just have zombie dreams.
You have zombie
which
dreams,
which I now can control. Is great, more or less.
You can control your dreams.
Sometimes.
What do you
I
have
dream
to do?
Very boringly. No,
somehow
I think,
that's not surprising.
Oh no!
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
come on, we're roasting. Edit that
the
out.
Funny
that
thing
was
is
mean.
For a second, I was like, no, that was a funny joke. My biggest fear is that I'm boring.
No, I don't think you're boring. Oh my God.
No, it's okay. No, don't apologize. I know you were kidding. Please, please be kidding. Oh God. Oh God. No, you're fine. It's totally fine. But that's genuinely one of my biggest fears. What is one of your biggest fears?
Oh my God, that I'm gonna have to work in a fucking office job the rest of my life.
Oh God.
And that no one's ever gonna love me, and that I'm never gonna have babies.
Only one.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Go on.
The goal is 5 years, save enough money, pay off my student loans. Uh-huh. This is like without anything happening in comedy, which I'll still be doing and whatnot. Yeah. But 5 years, I can pay off my student loans, save up enough money, and then just buy a van and disappear.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And so
you can see that.
That's what I'm doing.
Hell yeah.
And just going off them. Just like, I'm
that
done.
That sounds great.
Bye.
That sounds great.
I'm out.
That sounds great.
Another fun fact.
Yeah.
When you are on a date and somebody asks you where you see yourself in 5 years.
Don't say that. Sorry to step on your punchline, but don't say that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, they did not think so. You're stranded on a desert island. What do you bring? One thing. What do you bring? You also still owe me a book recommendation. You did give me a book recommendation.
I gave you a book recommendation.
Jacqueline
Novak.
How to Weep in Public. How do we even public? We're going to have to write that down. You saw how I forgot where I put the thing in front of me.
Yeah, I'm glad. I noticed how you're holding on to it real tight now.
Yeah, it is 5 inches from my face. I will not let it leave my sight again.
One thing. Mm-hmm. Do I have to bring something smart, like matches?
No.
Ugh, good. Jameson.
Perfect. Because if we're going to be got stuck on a goddamn island, we're going to have fun.
We have fun, man.
Thank you.
Drink People myself to death.
That. I've actually never asked that one either. That's new.
Really? Good.
Yeah. What's the deal with the existence and like stuff?
I don't know. It's so annoying. I wish I never thought about it.
Oh, you think about it a lot, don't you?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Are you a person that's like when you think of the size and immensity of like the universe, you become intimidated?
Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't matter. Nobody matters. And oh God, here we go.
Can I give you?
Yeah. Oh God. Going down into the dark hole. No.
I'm gonna pull you out.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay.
When I learned that, I felt better because I realized that, like, it helped my ego like get in check. So I'm just like, oh. My ego is like, whoa, we've got nothing on the immensity of what is the entire universe. Mm-hmm. And since then, I have been so much happier just being like, I guess the mindset it now puts in me is like, I can now do my thing and not have to worry about everyone else.
Right.
As a people pleaser, I'm always trying to make other people happy, not myself.
Yeah.
But when I kind of came to the realization of the immensity that is, you look terrified right now. I'm so sorry. We should probably move on, I'm assuming.
No, I am an egomaniac. And if only the world knew how amazing I was.
Again, please put your tits away.
Look at them! Look at them!
Oh, I don't even like saying that word. I'm sorry.
Tits is so fun to say.
It's a fun word.
It's a fun word.
But I'm a white straight dude.
You know what word I hate? Nosh. Ugh! Nosh?
Really?
Ugh. The way it makes my mouth shape. I hate it. Nosh. Ugh. No. Tits? Yes. Nosh? No.
That is a dating profile.
That's what this whole podcast is about.
I mean, we just did it. We finished.
Yeah, man.
But we were talking about existence and all that.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? Fuck it. Let's play a game.
Oh, I love games.
Then we'll get you out of here. It's been an hour and 10, so it's a little long. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You sure?
That's okay. I'll only charge you for 1 hour.
Excellent. Thank you. Guys, we are getting a deal. Just go to CourtneyMcGinnis.com and put in the promo code Bear With Leif, and you'll get 30% more time for free.
Do go to CourtneyMcGinnis.com, though. I got a lot of all my show
We will
dates.
Get to the
okay,
plugs.
All right.
Do you really have a web page?
I have a web page.
I just have a web page for the podcast network.
Oh,
nothing for
good.
Me, though. Most people don't even know who I am. They just know, like, again, somebody came to me like, hey, we have an idea for a podcast. I produce another podcast. The guest was like, hey, we've been talking about doing a podcast. We're kind of trying to find someone to help us. Could you do that? And I was like, yeah, sure. Who are you working with? It's the same three people who asked me. And they just have no idea. It was like they were just at a place. Somebody introduced me as the guy who does podcasts. Not even by name. I'm just the podcast guy.
The podcast
now. That's
guy.
All I do.
By the way, I got an idea for a podcast. So we'll talk about that after.
Get out. That's the only reason you're here. I know. This isn't my first rodeo, Courtney. Jesus.
I think we're a pretty good duo. We'll start a duo podcast. Called Hey It's Us. Hey It's Us. That's pretty good.
We just talk about and try to get people to come date us.
Yeah,
we try to sell ourselves every week.
Somebody
please.
Love me.
I'm so alone. I'm very needy, but your schedule has to be very specific.
Yeah,
like, I'm not really free.
I've got about 6 hours this week.
That's pretty good,
right?
Yeah, I don't have that. Every hour from now until Sunday night is accounted for. Mm-hmm. And that's because somebody canceled Sunday night.
Oh my God, fun.
For the podcast. Oh, I should go on a date.
You should.
I'm going to go to sleep.
You should do something nice for yourself.
Go to bed early.
Go to bed early.
Yeah, yeah, boy. I'm what they call a party animal.
Oh, I really God, am, no. though. I am
early morning person. Oh, go for God, a walk. Life. Come on. Doing work before noon.
That's no, not me. Your girl is this young, sexy party girl, and I'm out in the streets. I'm doing it. Burning the candle at both ends, as my dad would say.
Excellent. All right, we're going to play a game.
Yeah.
It's called Pitch It.
Okay.
It's mostly just a silly rhyming game.
Okay. Rhyming?
Rhyming, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Great.
So we're gonna pick a TV show.
Okay.
And the idea is we're gonna rhyme with it.
Okay.
But then we're gonna come up with a pitch for that new show.
Okay.
So an example.
Okay.
Really? I thought that time I'm really bad at describing.
Okay,
it.
Just
really
go. Give me the example.
That was
good. I think I got it. I get no. I mean, I don't get it, but I'm good. Let's go.
All right. An example.
Okay.
Say we choose Mad Men. Uh-huh. I would say Don Draper battles depression in Sad Men. So we're rhyming with Mad Men to Sad Men.
Okay.
But then it's a new show. So we're pitching the idea to the new show.
Oh, I'm going to be bad at this. I love it.
I'm notoriously terrible.
Okay. This is gonna. I'm going to be very bad. I can't wait.
what show have you been watching?
Oh, goodness gracious. Transparent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've done that yet.
No?
Do you think we'll be able to rhyme with that?
No. What about, I did watch.
That's actually impressively hard to rhyme
it's
with.
It's hard. Black Mirror. I watched Black Mirror.
I just started watching that. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great, right?
It's really sci-fi good. Yeah, that was my wheelhouse. I was worried about starting it because now I have to binge it.
Yeah. I didn't. I mean, every episode stands on its own.
Which is
so
huge.
It's good,
so then I can actually take a break.
Yeah, which is nice.
But yeah.
And I get wrapped up in a story.
Oh, it's not good. It could be a terrible story. I'm still going to see it through to the end. So if not, it's going to haunt me. Deadwood will haunt me till the day I die.
Never seen it.
Don't. They don't have an ending.
Rude.
Stop three seasons in. Three, four seasons.
How could you do that to us, Deadwood?
It was painful. Great show,
Ridiculous.
Though. It really was a great show. Great show. Black Mirror. Can we rhyme with Black Mirror?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Mirror?
We can get real weird too.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a total, like, it could be like black in the fourth season of no, we can't say Black Mirror.
What about have you ever seen a show called Chewing Gum?
No.
That's pretty good. I just started watching it. Also, I've been watching my safe show. That's also when I get sad I watch it, is The Office.
It's a great show. The first four seasons are amazing.
They're so good. Yeah. They make me happy. Yeah, and I fall asleep.
30 Rock. I started watching 30 Rock again.
30 Rock is great.
The first three seasons of 30 Rock, I think, are just so underrated.
It's so good.
Three of the best seasons of anything ever.
It's so, well.
And I still think the whole show is great.
It's amazing.
But the first three seasons are special.
I mean, they're really, really good.
Yeah.
The Office makes me laugh really hard.
So
the third season, I think, is probably like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it was
so
good.
Good.
Yeah.
Ah, forget it. What's the game?
I don't even know. Now we're just naming shows. Like, what are you watching?
I love this shows.
Now. Oh my God. I don't know. I can't think of any rhymes for anything.
I can't think of literally a single thing. I do not know what words
Let's see. Black Mirror. There's a crossover.
Queer?
All right. We could at least escalate to that, not just go right to it.
I'm sorry.
And just how you said it was like you were holding that in for an hour and 13 minutes.
I already talked bad about Asian people. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, howdy. Well, you know where to find her. CourtneyMcGinnis.com.
No, don't go on it. Just forget I ever existed.
No plugs. Oh, yeah. All those plugs, this whole show isn't fun now, is it? Comes back and bites you.
No. Oh, my God. I'm really going to self-destruct my own career. Listen, go to my website, CourtneyMcGinnis.com, for all shows and dates. And you can find photos and videos and links to all my Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And then also come to my show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at Poco NYC if you are in the New York City area.
Every week?
Every week is so exhausting. But I run it with Tom Delgado, who's one of the funniest people in the world.
Yeah.
And he's the best. He's my angel. And we do it together. And it's a lot of work, but it is unbelievably fun.
Cool. I need to host a show.
Come on Wednesday. It's a lot of fun.
What time is it?
At 8 o'clock.
That's pushing bedtime.
Woo! Come for the first half of the show. Stay for the jokes. What'd I say? Oh, God.
Oh, God. No, I'm just kidding. I will check that out. Wednesday sounds real busy, though. What am I doing Wednesday? Help me!
I
need to do better scheduling.
Yeah, you got to write it down. I get a little Moleskin every year, little Moleskin calendar. Just got my 2017 one, and I just write everything down, because if I have to put it in my phone, I'm going to forget.
Yeah, well, so that's write the thing, everything down. I have to put it... I'm not going to go into my specifics of scheduling.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
I have one thing for Black Mirror, and that's it's a crossover between Black Mirror and
Shakespeare.
I can't remember the name. Oh, no. During high school, we watched it when we were younger, like elementary
Degrassi.
School. No, younger, I think.
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell in Zach Mirror.
Oh, that's great.
I'm just going to show myself.
I'll see you later. I'm going to live here in the recording studio.
Oh, good luck. So did you get everything you needed?
I don't know. I think so. I'm sorry for everyone I offended and for being alive. And thank you so much for having me. This was very fun.
I hope so. I still don't know what this is supposed to be.
I don't know either, but I loved it.
Fun.
I loved it.
All the plugs, you good?
Yeah, that's all I got going for me.
Cool. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you so much, Leif.
And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.